Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This day we celebrate 4 years of ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. Just giving God all the honor and the glory. Amen. To be celebrating another year of ministry. Amen. Just want to give a special shout out and thanks to the WOW team, to Apostle Yvonne Ryle and Pastor Joseph Ryle for all of their support. And all of their encouragement. So I just give God the praise for them. I want them to know that I love them very, very much. Amen. Just have a couple of general announcements. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We are ministries without walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. Apostle Yvonne Ryle is the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. For more information on how to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, you can email Apostle Yvonne at yryle, ROWELL50@gmail.com, or connect with her on Facebook, Prophetess Yvonne Ryle, and you can leave her message there. Also, we want to encourage you to become a partner with Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, amen, with a monthly donation, amen. You can become a partner with us, amen. We want to encourage you to do that. And if you would like to do that, get in contact with Apostle Yvonne at the information that I gave you earlier. Under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Ryle, there are several ministries with you in mind. First, on Sunday, we have the Hour of Power from 6 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. First half of the Hour of Power is Prophetic Corner with your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, from 6 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The second half of the Hour of Power is Voice of Truth. Our Ministry Lane is the host from 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Mondays, we have what we call Moment in the Spirit. It's a two-minute clip where you start your week off with the Word of God. You can receive that by text or email for an offering of $25 or more. Moment in the Spirit is hosted by Minister Michelle Wilson. So we encourage you to get the Moments in the Spirit. If you would like to start receiving the Moment in the Spirit, if you will contact Apostle Yvonne at the information that I gave you earlier. On Tuesday, we have One Word from the Lord with your host, Apostle Yvonne Ryle, and Pastor Joseph Ryle at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then on Saturdays, we have Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, WOW Radio, with your host, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askews, at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. We want to encourage you to get connected to the WOW team and stay connected. Amen. God is going to do some great things with the WOW team. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you need prayer, please leave your prayer request on my Facebook page, Elaine Jackson, or submit it on my website, Voice of Truth. Yoda.com, and we will keep you in prayer. Amen. That's all of our announcements. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord for 4 years and counting doing the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. The message will come from 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. And I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for 4 years of ministry, Father. We thank you, Father, for all that you have done, all that you're getting ready to do for this ministry, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless your holy name, O God, for thou art worthy of all of our praises, Father. O Father God, we come praying, Father God, for healing and deliverance of your people all through the land, Father. We come praying for peace in the land, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come praying for comfort, O Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask you to comfort those, O God, who have lost a loved one, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father God, we just ask you to save a soul right now, Father. Save more souls all around this world, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just come praying for those who are sick. We pray for healing and deliverance in the bodies, oh God. We pray for strength in their bodies even now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Father. Strengthen them where they're weak, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we just give you praise and honor and glory, God, thanking you for providing everything that we need, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, as I come praying, Father God, I pray that you will supply every need of every person under the sound of my voice, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you for your holy word, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, Father God, let your word go through our way with much power and authority in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Decrease me and increase you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, send forth your word with Holy Ghost fire, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I give this message back unto you, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, oh, Father, I ask you even now to make a way for this family that's in need, oh, God. Oh, God, let them know, Father, that you are able to supply whatever they need. They don't have to worry. For thou art worthy to supply the very need. Oh, God, we thank you that every bill is paid. We thank you that the children are fed. Oh, God, we just give you praise for it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, it's going to be all right. Hallelujah. God, we just give you praise, honor, and glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 4 years and counting. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. The message will come from 1 Corinthians 15 and 58. Glory be to God. And the word of God reads, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Hallelujah. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast and unmovable, always abiding in the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. Title of our message today is be steadfast and unmovable in the work of the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. As Paul is encouraging, glory be to God, the Corinth, glory be to God, he is saying unto them, no matter what's going on in your life, no matter what's falling down all around you, be steadfast. In other words, be committed. Be faithful unto the work of God. Hallelujah. Be unmovable. Glory be to God. Don't let nothing shake you up. Glory be to God. That you want to give up on your ministry. Glory be to God. But always be steadfast in the work of the Lord. Always be immovable. In other words, stand. Glory be to God. Don't let nothing shake you up and place fear in you to stop the ministry in you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. As we look at the word of God and we look at the truth of the word of God, hallelujah, Paul is giving us a truth, letting us know, hallelujah, that if we're steadfast, if we're unmovable in the work, hallelujah to Jesus. We got to keep moving. We got to keep pressing towards the mark. Glory be to God. Even though everything around us may be falling down. Glory be to God. Everybody around us may not believe in our ministry, but we got to be steadfast. We got to stay focused. We got to continue to do the work. Glory be to God. We got to be committed to the work of God no matter what's coming going on around us. We got to stay committed and faithful unto God to do the work. Glory be to God, my God, my God. You know, the word tells us, hallelujah, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord.
that thou fulfillest it. We have to fulfill our ministry work. No matter what is going on around us, we can't stop doing the work that we have promised unto God that we would do, that we would glorify his name and honor his name through the work that we do in the ministry. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus gave us a perfect example of, hallelujah, being steadfast and being unmovable in his earthly ministry. Glory be to God. Because the Pharisees, hallelujah, was always there. Ah, hallelujah. Always causing confusion. Always causing problems. And I don't know about you, but I've been through that. Glory be to God. Doing the work of God, hallelujah, you got to be steadfast. You got to be committed. You got to be unmovable. Because if you're not, glory be to God, when somebody comes to you and tell you a woman ought not to be in the pulpit, it'll shake you up. Glory be to God. But if you are steadfast in your faith, glory be to God, and you know that God has chosen you to do a work, glory be to God, you won't let it bother you. Oh, glory be to God, my God, my God. You can't let them shake us up, glory be to God, because it comes to stop the ministry that is within you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's why we always should be doing the work of God. Hallelujah. It don't mean that we got to be behind the pulpit all the time. Glory be to God. Everybody's not called to a pulpit ministry. Glory be to God. But God has allowed us to see through Jesus' ministry how we're supposed to carry ourselves. Glory be to God. You know, they mocked Jesus. They talked about Jesus. They lied on Jesus. Glory be to God. But yet he was steadfast. Ah, hallelujah. He was unmovable in doing the work of the Father. Glory be to God. And he comes, hallelujah, that he had to do on this earth. Glory be to God. And we must be the same. We must be steadfast and we must be unmovable. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because if you're truly chosen by God, that anointing is going to cost you something. It does not come cheap. Glory be to God. Ah, oh, hallelujah. You're going to go through something. Hallelujah. Jesus had to go through the wilderness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. So when we do the work of God, hallelujah, my God, my God, we got to be strong soldiers in the Lord. Glory be to God. Because the enemy can steal your ministry. Glory be to God. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Oh, my God. We got to keep on moving. We can't let nothing shake us up. We can't let nothing turn us around. We can't let nothing stop us from doing the work of God. Hallelujah. If I told you all the things that I have been through, glory be to God, in the 4 years that I have been doing ministry, glory be to God, the things that people have said, the things that people have done, glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. They try to snatch your ministry after you, glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. Trying to place fear, glory be to God, my God, my God. But we can't let it stop us. We can't let it shake us up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We got to stand. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because we are representatives of God. Hallelujah. We got to be steadfast, unmovable in the work of God. We can't let nothing. We got to be fully persuaded. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because the word tells us we're going to have many afflictions. Glory be to God. You're going to have people that are going to lie on you. You're going to have people that are going to say you can't preach. You're going to have people say you're a woman and you ain't got no business in the pulpit. Glory be to God. You're going to have people that tell you that God ain't chose you to preach the gospel. Glory be to God. You're going to have to do it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But see, one thing I heard a powerful man, a woman of God say, hallelujah, is this thing. Hallelujah. And it's a truth for me. Is that we have to learn how to get past people. See, when we can get past people and what they think, because it ain't about what they think, we have to please God in our work, in our ministry. Glory be to God. Because we want God to say to us, a job well done. We want to say for him to say, a good work have you done. We want him to say, I'm well pleased with your work. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You didn't stop doing the work because you were persecuted. You didn't stop doing the work because people didn't believe. You know, they didn't believe in Jesus' ministry. Glory be to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, my God, my God.
Hallelujah. My God, my God. We got to be steadfast and unmovable like Jesus was. We got to walk like he walked. We got to talk like he talked. Glory be to God. We got to speak and talk in the authority that Jesus talked in. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. He gave us a perfect example of that, of doing the work in spite of what others may say or do. We got to continue to do the work of God. We can't let nothing turn us around. Glory be to God. We can't let nothing turn us around. We got to stay strong. We got to stay unshakable. We got to be fruitful in doing the work of God. And most of all, we got to be committed. We can't be lazy. Glory be to God. We can't be lazy doing the work of God. Glory be to God. We got to be steadfast. We got to move. We got to do something. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. But many things come to shake us up. Many things come to make us run and turn around. Glory be to God. And not do the work of God. Comes to keep us from keeping our promise and doing the work of God. Hallelujah. But we got to press on towards the goal for the prize of the higher calling of the God in Christ Jesus. See, he's already done set the example. Glory be to God. He's already set the example. He's already done died for us to have the victory. Glory be to God. We just got to be steadfast and unmovable. We got to be unshakable. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's a process. Everything is a process about the Lord. Glory be to God. It's all in a set time. You got to learn. It's a lot of things. Hallelujah. That you have to learn about the ministry. That's why it's so important, as elders said, sit down and get some training so that you will learn how to be steadfast, that you will learn how, glory be to God, to be unmovable. Because if you are truly called and chosen by God, you're going to have that characteristic. You're going to have a steadfast spirit. You're going to have an unmovable spirit no matter what they say. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Hallelujah, my God. We have to keep on doing the work of God no matter what comes our way. If we lose all of our so-called friends, if our family put us in our ministry, glory be to God. Hallelujah. If others won't help you in your ministry, glory be to God, ask God. Ask God for somebody that will help you in the ministry. Glory be to God, because there is a leader for you, amen, that will help you and get you where you need to be in God, that you will have that steadfast spirit and that unmovable spirit, and you're going to have to have that, because we are living in a world where people don't want God. We're living in a world where they hate the things of God and they hate the people of God. They don't want people to live righteous. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And they get mad with you. I was at the nursing home, glory be to God, and doing a nursing home visit, and there's a little man sitting there in a wheelchair. He loved to talk. He's about 92 years old, glory to God. Hallelujah. And he said, you know what? He said, people will get mad with you when you don't go their way. Glory be to God. You know, they don't want you to do nothing. Glory be to God. Unless you do it their way. So, I kind of laugh about that thing, but, you know, that's a true statement. Hallelujah. That's the truth. People get mad when you decide to do the work of God. They get mad because they don't want you to do it. Glory be to God. But we have to ask ministers, or whatever work you're doing in the ministry, we have to look past people. Glory be to God. That's something I had to learn for myself. I had to look past people. Glory be to God. I had to look past them. Hallelujah. I had to look past them. I had to learn how to forgive and all of that. And I tell you, I'm not where I used to be. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. In these 4 years of ministry, I have truly, truly grown. And I just thank God for my leaders, Apostle Yvonne, and Pastor, and my team members. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They have supported me and prayed for me. And all of those things, they're all very important in us, in our walk as ministers and representatives of God, and to have that steadfast spirit and unmovable spirit, glory be to God. We need leaders, glory be to God, that is able to help you to get that place, help you to do what you're supposed to be doing for God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Hallelujah. We got to finish. We must always give of ourselves fully. Hallelujah, to the work of the Lord. We got to be committed. We can't make excuses about why we're not doing the work. Glory be, it's time to get busy and start doing the work of God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. The Bible told us to go. Go and preach the gospel. Go. What you waiting on? Go. Preach the gospel. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. People won't understand your ministry. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Oh, my God. But it's nowhere in the word gone. You had to be behind us for walls, because Jesus' ministry was outside of the wall. Yes, he did go in the synagogue. Yes, he did. But when he came out of that synagogue, he walked everywhere he went. And he was outside of the walls doing the work of the ministry. And the people were following Jesus because there was healing and deliverance. And it was not inside the walls. Good God Almighty, good God Almighty. We got to be steadfast and movable. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. What an awesome God that we serve. That we must be devoted. We must be committed. We must make time to do the work of God. Always be doing it. Hallelujah. Sometimes, glory be to God, I have to drop a truth sometimes. You know, sometimes you have to drop a truth, and you have to do like prophet said, say amen, and drop a truth and keep on, because once they hear the word, glory be to God, you're responsible for the word. Glory be to God. So we can always do our ministry. We can always tell somebody about Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. But we must be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding, which means being fruitful. Glory be to God. We ought to have some fruit somewhere. Glory be to God. As we do our ministry, it ought to be a change about us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In the work of the Lord, we ought to be fruitful and multiply the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for your word. Hallelujah. And, you know, and Paul goes on to tell us in the same, this one scripture, glory be to God, that our labor is not in vain. The work that we do is not in vain. It may seem like it, glory be to God, because you may not have a lot of likes when you're on Facebook. You might not have nobody even following you on Facebook. You might not even have a follower on Blog Talk or whatever you're doing your ministry. You might even be in a church and behind a pulpit and nobody say amen. Glory be to God. But know what the word of God says. And Paul said, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. There is a war for faithfulness. There is a war for your steadfastness. There is a war for you being unmovable and unshakable in the work. Doing the work of the Lord. We got to keep doing it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's not in vain. Glory be to God. When God has called you and chosen you to do the work that he called you to do, it ain't in vain. It has a purpose. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Your work is not in vain. There is a reward for it. I don't know about you, but I want to hear the Lord say, well done. I want to hear the Lord say, I'm a faithful servant unto him. I want the Lord to say, I saw you. I saw you when you gave up your time to do the work. I saw you when you had to change something to do the work just for me. I saw you when you made yourself available. I saw you when you paid your tithes and your offering. I saw you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I saw you. That you were steadfast in paying your tithes and offering. That you were steadfast in doing the work for you. You were steadfast when you told people about God, when you went out and you gave out tracts and you told people about Jesus and you brought souls unto the kingdom of God. Good God Almighty. You got to be faithful. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You got to be faithful. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. What an awesome God that we serve. Hallelujah. My God, my God. He sees our work. Hallelujah. You making fool others, but you cannot fool God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. You know that's a test too. To see, will you be steadfast? Will you be unmovable? Glory to God. Or if every time something comes or something happens, you run and don't want to do the work of God and you get mad with God. Hallelujah. He wants to see. That's a test. Glory be to God. Will you pass the test? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Paul tells us we got to be steadfast and unmovable. Glory be to God in doing the work of God. Hallelujah, my God, my God, my God. We must be unshakable. We can't let nothing shake us up. We can't let nothing take our mind off of the Lord and doing the work of God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Because the devil is busy trying to stop the work of God. Hallelujah. He's busy trying to keep the word of God from going forth. Glory be to God. And he knows if he can just steal your ministry within you. Glory be to God. He done did what he can do. Glory be to God. So we have to be very careful what we listen to, who we listen to, who we hang around with. Glory be to God. Because everybody's not for us. Everybody's not going to launch your ministry. Hallelujah. That's the truth. Jesus was the Son of God. Hallelujah. And they rejected him. He was anointed to do what he was doing. He was the Son of God. And yet, he still had to be steadfast and unmovable because he was just much man as he was God. And he was in the flesh. So he went through the same thing we will go through in our ministry. Just like the devil tempted Jesus. He's going to tempt you. He's going to do everything he can to get you to worship him. He's going to do everything that he can to stop that ministry in you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's why Paul said, you better be steadfast. You better be unmovable because it's coming. Glory be to God. And you got to be rich. You got to be fully persuading in your mind and let nothing keep you from doing the work of God. Hallelujah. Because this is stuff that'll come that'll shake you up. I'm going to tell you, I know for a fact, glory be to God, that it'll come. Glory be to God. But we got to be able to stand no matter what comes. We still got to do the work of God. We can't just throw it to the side or throw it to the curb, as they say. We can't throw it to the curb. We got to keep on doing the work for the Lord. Amen. We just got to do. We got to do the work. Hallelujah. But whatever you do for the Lord, do it with a heart of love for the Lord, that you love him so much that you're going to put him first. You want to put your ministry, your work first in your life, glory be to God. You're going to do your work in the Lord knowing that the Lord shall give you a reward for doing the work. Hallelujah, for serving him, for going out serving others, for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. We must be steadfast and unmovable regardless of what comes. We got to stand in faith. We can't give up on God, hallelujah. We can't turn around and run, glory be to God. We can't stop. We got to keep going forward no matter what comes. Glory be to God, hallelujah, no matter what it is. We got to fulfill our ministry. Glory be to God. We got to do the work. Hallelujah. We just got to do the work of God. And when those things come to shake us up and to stop us from doing the work of God, we need to pray and say, Lord, I can't do it on my own. I need you to help me, Lord. I promise the Lord that I will hold out. Hallelujah. Let us always give ourselves fully to the work of the ministry. Be steadfast and unmovable in the work of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We do hope something was said here today to encourage you to keep doing the work of the Lord and be unshakable and unmovable, regardless of what coming up against you. Glory be to God. Be steadfast and unmovable in the work of the Lord. Amen. If you don't know Jesus, if you say this prayer with me, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and God raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and you honestly repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today. Find your Bible-believing church. Get your Bible and begin to read it and develop a relationship with God. Leave me a message on Facebook. If you have given your life to Christ, welcome to the body of Christ. Amen. Be steadfast and unmovable in the work of the Lord. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and do the benediction, amen. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, I say, you be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Glory be to God. Have a blessed week this week. God loves you, and we love you too, here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries.